In recent months, the U.S. government has proposed new investigations into causes of and treatments for autism. One related action taken by the Food and Drug Administration in September was the initiation of approval of leucovorin calcium tablets for a form of cerebral folate deficiency. I'm Stephen Morrissey, managing editor of the New England Journal of Medicine, and I'm talking with Bruce Chabner, a professor of medicine at Harvard Medical School and clinical director emeritus of the Massachusetts General Hospital Cancer Center. Dr. Chabner has co-authored a perspective article about leucovorin and theories regarding the relationship between cerebral folate deficiency and autism. Dr. Chabner, what is leucovorin's mechanism of action, and what conditions has it traditionally been used to treat?
Well, leucovorin is a very usable folic acid analog. That is, it provides folic acid when it's taken internally, and it's primarily used in chemotherapy. We use it to mitigate or lessen the toxicity of one of the more important drugs used in leukemia treatment, that is methotrexate, which is a folate antagonist. So we give methotrexate and then follow it a number of hours later with leucovorin to stop the toxicity to normal tissues, and the methotrexate is still effective. And another interesting and somewhat different way, it's used with a drug 5-fluorouracil to increase the attachment of 5-fluorouracil to its target enzyme. And the 5-fluorouracil is one of the key drugs used to treat GI cancers, gastrointestinal cancers. So, leucovorin has several important uses in cancer chemotherapy.
And in their comments in September, what did FDA officials say about leucovorin and its potential applications?
There was an announcement in September, first by HHS Secretary Robert Kennedy, saying that there was a new drug to be approved for use against cerebral folate deficiency and autism, and the drug is leucovorin. And it was followed shortly thereafter by an announcement of the approval of leucovorin. However, the approval for leucovorin was for a very small, restricted population of individuals who develop cerebral folate deficiency based on an inherited defect in transport of folate compounds. And high doses of leucovorin in that relatively rare condition is effective. One of the first symptoms of that deficiency is compatible with some of the symptoms that are seen in autism. However, in patients who don't receive folates as treatment, the people with this inherited deficiency go on to have very serious defects in brain function, including seizures and cognitive or intellectual deficits. So it's quite different than the average case of autism. And their approval was for this very specific small population of patients.
So, what theories have been proposed about the relationship between cerebral folate deficiency and the pathogenesis of autism?
There has been some work done on this. There's been some interest in work that showed antibody production against the transporter, the same transporter that's involved in this rare condition, cerebral folate deficiency caused by a defect in the folate receptor alpha. And antibodies have been described to folate receptor alpha in kids with autism. However, the research at this point is not well developed and conclusive. And the leucovorin that was approved was not for these patients. It was for the very limited number of people with transporter defects, inherited transporter defect.
You say, though, in your article that despite not being FDA approved for treating autism, leucovorin will probably be increasingly used off-label for this purpose. So, what's known about the safety of long-term leucovorin use?
This is a problem. You see, once leucovorin is available, it can be prescribed off-label, and it's going to be used in very high doses, not the usual dose of folic acid that people take in their vitamins, and maybe 100 times larger doses. The second problem with leucovorin is it's a mixture of one active principle called L-leucovorin and one inactive principle, D-leucovorin, and prolonged exposure to D-leucovorin. We don't know the consequences of that. It is true that in these children with folate deficiency, inherited folate deficiencies, that the drug is beneficial. Leucovorin is beneficial in long-term use, but whether it would have the same benefit for kids with autism who have no underlying folate transport deficiency, we don't know. The other aspects of this are the cost. It probably wouldn't be reimbursed by insurance programs. And thirdly, the world supply of Leucovorin is rather limited. And if you start using it for millions of kids off-label, you may not have enough for the cancer patients.
Finally, how should physicians approach requests for Leucovorin or other unproven treatments for children with autism in light of these government actions?
I think they should refer to the American Academy of Pediatrics, which has said that at this point they do not regard the evidence for treating general cases of autism with Leucovorin as convincing, and that I think all of us should support more research on this issue. Autism is probably a conglomeration of a variety of problems. We don't really know the etiology of most cases. One of the things I think that's important is that for children that develop early signs of autism, that testing for folate deficiency syndromes, and particularly this transporter defect, would be a first step. And if it's identified more widely in the autism population, then leucovorin should be used in those children. I think until we have better evidence for the use in the broader population of autism with undefined etiology, I think it would be a mistake to do that, because we really don't know how effective or how potentially toxic this could be.
Thank you, Dr. Chabner.